Okay, we are up to. We're going to do a minute for a few minutes, then we'll do some daf yomi. A few interesting things about daf yomi. Okay, the minute today is kissing nishuk chepsei mitzvah. There's a minute to kiss objects of mitzvah. For example, we kiss the tefillin, we kiss the tzitzis, we kiss the mezuzah, kiss the sefer Torah. There is even a minog. A lot of things I learned here are totally new to me. Never heard these things. To kiss the matzah.
Yeah.
Did anyone kiss the matzah?
And sukkahs.
When do you kiss the matzah? When
before you eat it.
Before you eat it. So when you make the bracha, and then you when do you kiss the matzah?
Probably not
after. Exactly. Kind of bite but like Rebbe, it's Rebbe, but ain't that Rebbe?
And on Shavuos you kiss the blitzes.
Chavivus and mitzvah.
I kiss a chiddush. You ever hear that before? To kiss the matzah?
Yeah.
Okay. The sukkah.
Yep.
Kiss the sukkah. And there's something called kissing when you leave the sukkah that I'm aware of. When you leave the sukkah.
Kiss the blitzes.
Different ideas. There's mezuzah, which we have a minute to kiss. Everyone does that. Now tefillin and the tzitzis.
Yeah.
That we'll get to in a moment. Tefillin we kiss. It's put down in the Ramah. You're supposed to kiss your tefillin when you say kshad and losa. When you put the tefillin on, take them off.
Yes.
And kshad and losa yidecha vayu litotofos meinecha. Some have a minute to kiss. Mm-hmm. When you say the bracha oiter yisrael b'sifara, you kiss the tefillah shal rosh. When some, when they say oizer yisrael b'gevura, the bracha before, they kiss the tefillah shal yad. Like you mentioned, there is a minute that's brought down to kiss the matzah. There's a minute that's brought down to kiss the sukkah. The walls of the sukkah, and there's also a mitzvah, this I never saw before, also to kiss if food falls on the floor. Food falls on the floor, you pick up the food,
yes,
you kiss the food. You didn't hear that.
But I didn't learn it as a Jewish mitzvah. I never learned that as a Jewish mitzvah.
It says it here. I don't know. No, there was really a makar. At the end of this, I wasn't planning on doing that. He brings the makar to kiss with the medrash. It's mamish medrash. And what else? What? You kiss the kaisel?
When you go to
Eretz, I never heard of that either. I think
people walk up and kiss the kaisel.
Okay, good, good. And then there's a minig also to kiss. Falls on the floor. So this is a famous of Rav Palm. I have to go look into Rav Palm. Says there are two minhagim. There's a minig of a sefer falls on the floor. You pick it up and you kiss it. And there's another minig of a sefer falls on the floor. You don't kiss it. You open it up and you learn something from it. So Rav Palm would. I remember him speaking about this. Rav Palm would say, "What's a more chashuv minig? To kiss it or to learn from it?" To learn from it, that's the real deal. To show that you machshiv something is to learn, not just to do something
also,
superficial of kissing. Yeah?
Mezuzah?
I mentioned mezuzah. Mezuzah, you kiss the mezuzah, we'll get that and we'll get that.
It's the process when they leave the shul.
Oh, okay.
Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah, I mentioned that you kiss Sefer Torah. We'll come to that in a moment, and why you kiss Sefer Torah. And also to kiss parents, Talmidei Chachamim, Sfardim, on the hand.
Yes.
So you kiss them, you kiss their hand.
Friday night left bench,
my Chassidim. But even Shul, you go to the Rav, you kiss the Rav's hand, Sfardim, very big into this.
Yes.
Ashkenazim don't do this. By the way, Bizman Hazel, even the ones who have been up to kiss, just to take a step back, is that, I mentioned this, the Ger Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago, when there was a very great concern of the flu. They issued very strong psak not to kiss the mezuzah, to be memayit and kissing chefsei mitzvah, where it's not absolutely necessary because you can cause, you can get sick, dangerous bacteria, sakana. Talk about metzitza b'peh, the sakana. The Ger Rebbe, he issued a psak halacha: people should not kiss the mezuzah because there was an epidemic, there was a transmitting of disease. I mentioned you were not so long, a few weeks ago, down there in the Kaisel in Eretz Yisrael. They did, the health department there made some type of investigation and they discovered that the amount of bacteria that's found in the sedurim is just way off the charts, especially in the Ezras Noshim. And they explain it's because people cry at the Kosel, they cry in the sedurim, and the tears are a breeding ground for bacteria. And they told this to the people who were in charge of Rabinowitz, and he says, we're aware of that, and because of we're aware of this, we change all the sedurim are put in shameless every 6 months.
Wow.
Every 6 months, the whole place is cleaned out, and we have sponsors, we buy new sedurim, and because you tell us that it's so bad, it's worse than we even imagined, we're now going to do it every 3 months. We're going to completely replace all of the sedurim and tehillim and the kaisel because of the bacteria. So you should be very, and you know, they even bring this down. They even bring this down here. This is some which occurs from 200 years ago. And don't be so quick to kiss something. If something is dirty, and you can, especially doing it, go back to the Black Plague, they were very sensitive to this. they're very sensitive to this sham, Rahman al-Sinar, from before antibiotics. Be careful. Don't be so quick to kiss something which it's not an Indian to kiss. What?
I would think that the money has more bacteria than the sidur, and they should take the money away. And I would be glad to be going to the money for them.
Every 3 months.
Our Vindamilla.
Excellent.
Vindamilla never dealt with a lot of spiders.
Yeah.
Because
they worshipped him.
Yeah, well, that's
they worshipped him.
That's what he hated.
Right.
He wouldn't let him.
So let's first discuss something which. It's a Ramah. We have to know that when it comes, probably the most powerful minig is the tefillin. It's brought down in the Ramah. And we'll go through one thing at a time. We're not going to just do it for a few minutes. I want to do the Daf Yomi. Just do a few minutes. We'll do the continue tomorrow. The Ramah and Simon Chofches, that's the very, very beginning of Orach Chaim, the very beginning, he writes, Minog Chachomim Lenashek HaTfilin. B'shas hanochason b'shas chalitzas. When you take the tefillin out of your zekel and you put them on, it's a very big chiddush. It should be a hefsek. It just goes to show how far a minhag goes. What do? You put the tefillin on, right? The tefillin shel yad. You take it out. That's not a hefsek because you have not yet made the bracha. Asher kedushan b'mitzvos lehoniach tefillin. But meikar hadin, the bracha of lehoniach tefillin goes on the tefillin shel rosh. And tzvardim, they don't make. They only make one bracha lehoniach tefillin. There's all shaul with the Chofetz Chaim himself that even when the Chofetz Chaim passes, he should make two brachas. Many have an eyewitness account that the Chofetz Chaim himself only made one bracha. That was his minhag. But the bracha of lehoniach tefillin goes on the tefillin shel rosh. So when you put the tefillin on, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You have to be very quick. You take the tefillin out of the zekel, you put it on your head, and you fasten it. What are you stopping in the middle to kiss the tefillin shel rosh? It's an incredible insight. It goes to show how far it goes that the kissing of the tefillin is so chashuv, the chavivos of the mitzvah is so chashuv, that it's not a hefsek in the bracha. Tremendous chiddush. It's a chiddush. Because it's a nice thing, chavivos ha-mitzvah, but you made a bracha. You made a bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. It has to be for a very important soirich, not just for... you know, something that's not important. Yet, there's no question this. This is Minog Yisrael. You take out the Tefillah Shel Rosh, you kiss it, and then you put it on. And it's not considered to be a hefsek. Let's go further.
I've seen people, I've got to ask how many times they kiss the Shel Rosh and the Kesher Shel Rosh back.
The Kesher. What's going on? I don't know. I didn't see anything over here.
Maybe there's
something to it. Maybe it's just obsessive compulsive. I do not know. I did not see that. It could be
very rapidly.
Right? The Dalit back and forth. Where does that come from? I don't know.
No, it's all by Rebbe Tam, I think.
Really?
Only Rabbi Nathan comes back from Alaska.
Okay. Okay. Now the Eli Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Eli Rabbah. The Mishnah Berurah made Eli Rabbah very famous. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in every other line. He writes, "Moisef Shehein Amla Minog Ze Minog Chachamim Ugedolim." This is a very great minog of the great people. Ach L'chol Ish Yisrael Roy Lasos Came. The Eli Rabbah says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this: every person should do this. Should kiss their tefillin. Obviously, make sure it's clean. Obviously, the Shnak, we say, you have to make sure there's no bacteria and your hands should be clear, everything should be clean, and you should not come through the sakana. Okay, now, let me just, one thing will stop. One thing is, where does it come from, this idea to what does it mean to kiss? And what does it mean to hug? There are two forms of endearment.
Yeah.
Talk about a child. You hug the child and you kiss the child. Hugging and kissing. So it's brought down that hugging represents the guf. When you hug an object, you hug a Sefer Torah, you hug a child, it means you're showing that you and I are close physically. I want to be together with you physically. Proximity. Kissing represents the neshama. Vayibach be'apav nishmas chayim. Vayihi adam l'ruach memala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in the nostrils of man the breath of life. When you kiss something, you're showing that my neshama is attached to this object. when my neshama is attached to you. So there is physical attachment and there is spiritual attachment. A hug is symbolic of physical attachment. A kiss is symbolic of spiritual attachment. And that's why when you kiss something, you're not just stomp. What does it mean to kiss? Think about it. What is this all about? And we look like shaking hands. Remember we discussed shaking hands? What's in shaking hands? Because it says shalom, the different sections of the hand. It's shalom, yad al yad. We had all these gematrias, what it means. We discussed that. What is, think of that. Nonsense. When you put your lips on something and you press your lips, what's going on? You're taking your mouth. In the mouth is the breath of life. It's the neshama. You're expressing my soul cleaves to this object, whether it's another person or whether it's an object.
And that they
kissed each other. Yeah, Yosef, they kissed each other to show that they were attached to each other, and the neshamas were close to each other. Okay, but it's simach. So we'll stop here. We have a lot more to do about this, but we're running out of time. I don't want to run out of time, so we'll now go to the daf yomi.